He wrote to me at one stage in, I think, beginning of 1952, saying, could we send him some X-ray diffraction photographs of DNA? I replied and I said, no, thank you very much for asking or something, that we needed more time, we wanted to spend more time looking at them ourselves. I don't feel ashamed of saying we'd like more time, if you don't mind. But what I do know is that if he had come over in 1952 and visited our lab to look at those X-ray diffraction, I'm sure I couldn't have resisted showing him every damn thing we had, because it was this sort of godlike presence. You know, one feels such an honor to be able to show these things.